Welcome to All About Jack, a podcast feature of EssentialCSLewis.com. I'm William O'Flaherty. This is the 20th episode from the series Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. It's for the week of May 7th. What follows are seven quotes that are related to either a specific date for this week or at least sometime this month. They come from a variety of works published by Lewis over the years. You may have seen them already, or a slightly different version on my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis. The key variation is that here, I'm saying the reference while on the video version. You can notice it for yourself while I read the quotation. May 7th. No doubt all history in the last resort must be held by Christians to be a story with a divine plot. From The Discarded Image, Chapter 7, Section H. Published May 7th, 1964. May 8th. The process of living seems to consist in coming to realize truths so ancient and simple that, if stated, they sound like barren platitudes. They cannot sound otherwise to those who have not had the relevant experience. That is why there is no real teaching of such truths possible, and every generation starts from scratch. From A Letter to Dom Bedee Griffiths, dated May 8, 1939. Available in The Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis, Volume 2. May 9th. Screwtape boasts to Wormwood, "All the habits of the patient, both mental and bodily, are still in our favor." From The Screwtape Letters, number 2. Also in the book, The Screwtape Letters, Chapter 2. Published in The Guardian on May the 9th, 1941. May 10th. You don't see nature till you believe in the supernatural. Don't get the full, hot, salty tang of her except by contrast with the pure water from beyond the world. Those who mistake nature for the all are just those who can never realize her as a particular creature with her own flawed, terrible, beautiful individuality. From A Letter to Dom Bedee Griffiths, dated May 10th, 1945. Published in The Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis, Volume 2. May 11th. You cannot know that everything in the representation of a thing is symbolic unless you have independent access to the thing and can compare it with the representation. From Modern Theology and Biblical Criticism, an essay in Christian Reflections. Also a talk given on May 11th, 1959. May 12th. What we learn from experience depends on the kind of philosophy we bring to experience. From Miracles, A Preliminary Study, Chapter 1, published May 12, 1947. May 13th. Christianity is precisely the story of a great miracle. A naturalistic Christianity leaves out all that is specifically Christian. From Miracles, A Preliminary Study, Chapter 10, published May 12, 1947. Thank you for listening to Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. Again, I'm William O'Flaherty. I hope you enjoyed the quotation shared this week and that you'll check out the books or essays by Lewis that were referenced. If you love these quotes and the ideas that C.S. Lewis brings to the world, you'll find they are even more meaningful when you read them in context. Visit my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis, if you want to see a video version of this material. I'm a strong advocate of being sure quotations credited to Lewis are really by him. In 2018, I published a book entitled The Misquotable C.S. Lewis that explored 75 quotations. One should be careful to confirm if Lewis said them, or if he did, does the isolated quote make sense without the context? I've also written an enhanced study guide to the Screwtape Letters called C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell. You can find links to them in the show notes. Purchasing my books are a great way to indirectly support my podcasts and YouTube video efforts and ensuring they can continue to be made freely available to all. Speaking of free, when you visit my website, EssentialCSLewis.com, you'll find early versions of most of the quotations I explored in my book, The Misquotable C.S. Lewis. Plus, I have a Facebook group devoted to the topic. There is a link to it in the show notes, along with a link to my website. I also have a Facebook group devoted to my website that is the same name as my site, EssentialCSLewis.com. On the website, you can find a weekly article with quotes, and on the Facebook group, I post the quotations each day. Links to all of these are in the show notes. Thanks again for listening. I'm William O'Flaherty, and I hope you will not miss the next weekly dose of C.S. Lewis quotes, and that you'll share this with others.